Blog Talk Radio.
About the history of the church, the pastor. We get our text from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And this reads as following. It says, "This is the true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, and to teach, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker of greedy or filthy lurk, but patient, not a brawler, nor covetous, one that rule well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how should he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must be," that's it. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name, Father. We just ask for wisdom and knowledge, pertaining to this particular topic, Father, that we may be able to understand, Father, where you're going and how to approach it. Father, we just thank you for those, Father, that you have put in this office as being a pastor, Father, that's truly preaching your word. And, Father, we ask that you relieve those, Father, of their duty, of those that are greedy and full of filthy lurk. Father, we just thank you for knowing what you are doing. We just magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. If you are tuning in, amen. I have been out of order for a minute, but now we back to put a twist on this series, the history of the church, the pastor. Now we are talking about the pastor. Amen. And this word in the Greek comes from the word poimen. Amen. And poimen is a shepherd or a ruler of the flock of men. Someone who the Lord raises up to care for the total well-being of his flock, the people of the Lord. Amen. Meaning, pastor is really a word for overseer or shepherd. Amen. And shepherds was the total care of the sheep. Amen. No matter what circumstance, situation, in which the sheep was going through, the shepherd was there to take care of that need. Amen. Now notice it is the shepherd, amen, that has the responsibility of the total care of the church. Now I know that there's going to be some people out there that says, amen, well, they're doing that. No, I don't believe so. I don't believe that most of, notice I said most of the pastors are not participating in the total well-being of their flock, because they are unable to do it. Amen. Most churches are too large to be able to oversee every member of the flock. Amen. That's the reason why, amen, most pastors are in trouble at this history. Amen, because they cannot take care of the flock in which they are assigned. Amen. There are some strict qualifications, amen, amen, being a pastor, of course, amen. You know your character have to be right, amen. That goes off into blame, and you have to be without guilt, amen. One wife, amen, one wife, meaning that you have to be married to one wife. It ain't talking about just having one wife for the rest of the century. It's talking about being married to one wife because of their history. Amen. You have to be sober with a clear mind. Amen. Amen. I don't know if they're doing that because most pastors are drinkers. Amen. I have to be able to teach. Amen. What you teach is the key. Amen. I want you to turn to verse 3 for me. Amen. I want you to give heed to verse 3. Verse 3 says, give and not, N-O-T, not given to wine. Amen. That wine was the drink back there. There was three levels of wine, amen, that one could drink. Everyone said Jesus drank wine. Jesus drank juice, amen. Can I get a witness here? It was not fermented, amen. So you're giving you're not given to wine. You can't be a striker, amen, a brawler or a fighter or whatever you want to call it. He says not greedy. Can everybody see his scripture? Can everybody read this scripture? Not greedy. Let me say this word again. He says not. It put not right before greedy. Not greedy. Or filthy look. Amen. Filthy look. Amen. Filthy look is material gain. Or profit. You trying to gain off of your flocks, amen. Materialism, amen. Can I get a witness here? Amen. He said the pastor should not be greedy. What is it that you don't understand, amen, about being not greedy? Amen. Then it says, but patient, not a brawler, nor covetous. Amen. Covetous goes right along with being greedy. You want other people's property, or you see the flock having this and having that, and you want it. Amen. God did never, all this richness that's in the church. Where did that come from? That comes from the world. It did not come from God. Amen. Can I get a witness here? The scripture said that we're going to suffer as being a Christian. Amen. For being a Christian. Amen. Nobody want to talk about the suffering as a Christian. Nobody want to talk about the things that the Christian are going to go through. Nobody want to talk about the picking up the cross on a daily basis, amen. Can I get a witness here? Everybody want to talk about the prosperity of this world, amen. God didn't never promise you that. Satan promised you that. God didn't never promise you that. Satan promise you that. And if the preacher are preaching the prosperity message in the church, they are the representative of Satan. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh God, I know you don't want to hear, but it's the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. One that ruled well over his house, which way he want to rule it, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Amen. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how should he take care of the church of God? Amen. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride. Amen. He can't be lifted up with pride. Is that not in the church today? Most pastors, you can't even much approach them. Amen, because they have too much pride to even shake your hand, thinking that they're on a more higher level than you are, and yet they're the one that's teaching the false doctrine. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. He fell into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them that which are without, lest he fall into reproach and a snare of the devil. Amen. Without, he means that those that are not in the church, he need to have a rapport, amen, with them. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of us have a misinterpretation of what pastor supposed to be doing, and that particular pastor supposed to be giving total care of his flock. Amen. Amen. If he even sent someone else to do that, is death completing his job? Amen. No, that's not completing his job. But yet, even with him sending people to give total care of the flock, he still do not have enough people depending on the size of the church. Amen. Look at the size of the churches today. How many people you think that they will need for total care of the church? Probably half of the people they need to use for total care of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We're going to take, for instance, the Osteen Church. How many people do you think he needs to use to supply the total care of that church? Amen. His job is nearly impossible, and I know that he's not doing it. Amen. And for one, by observing his doctrine, amen, I know he has failed or fallen short on that, amen. On that note, we're going to go to Titus, who is the other pastor, amen. So we're going to go to chapter 1 of Titus, starting at verse 7. The scriptures say, for a bishop must be blameless, that's without guilt, a steward of God, not self-willed. Amen. Not soon angry, not given to wine, not striker, not given to filthy lure. You know filthy lure. Let me just say something about filthy lure. Filthy lure have to do with shiny things. And the shiny things that they was talking about back in the day was the gold, the silver, and all that. You know that they didn't have greenbacks like what we had back then. They had the silver, they had the gold, they had the bronze, amen. They had these things that were shine, amen. So that's what filthy lyric is pertaining to. It's pertaining to money, amen. But a lot of people don't understand that, amen. God do not want his ministers to be greedy, amen. He really don't. But that's all we hear about in the church. This is a problem. He said, but lovers of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, and temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. Holding fast the faithful word. Let me just say something to you. Holding fast the faithful word. Paul is telling Titus to hold fast to the faithful word which he has given him, that Paul recognized as being the truth. Amen. You're going to get a witness here. And then he says this. He said that he may be able by sound doctrine, by sound doctrine. He's talking about a sound is the word that says it needs to be healthy. Healthy instruction. Healthy instruction. Oh God, here you go. Oh God, hallelujah. It needs to be a healthy instruction, amen, both to exalt and to convince the gang slayers, amen, hallelujah. Number one, those people who are coming against the word. it must be healthy enough to even pierce their ears, amen. But if it is deceptible or deceivable, it's going to fall on deaf faces, amen. The scripture said in verse 10, but there are many unruly and vain talkers. Unruly and vain talkers. He's talking about pastors, amen, and deceivers. He's talking about pastors and deceivers. They are deceivers, amen, hallelujah, especially they of the circumcision. Now he goes back into it. The people are the circumcision. Amen. The enemy is not those that we think that's the enemy. Amen. The enemy comes from inside. Amen. The enemy is coming from the circumcision. The circumcision was the church. Amen. That's where the enemy is coming from. He's not coming from the outside. We know about the Buddhists. We know about what the Catholics did. We know about the Muslims. We know about the Masons. We know about the Jehovah's Witness. We know about all of this. But do we know the false doctrine that's coming through the church by the pastors, the wolves that's in sheep clothing? Hallelujah. Oh, God. It's in whose mouth must be stopped, amen, who pervert the whole houses, teaching things that they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. They teach these doctrines to gain money. They teach these doctrines, amen, for the shiny things of life. Oh, God, hallelujah. Y'all ain't hearing me here. I said, the Bible say they teach these things for filthy lurk, amen. And we are eating it up. We eat up everything that they tell us because we don't understand where they come from, amen. But I've come by today to let you know, church, amen, amen, what you ought to be looking for in a pastor. I'm talking about looking, if you at that particular church today, there are some things you ought to be looking for, amen. But if you are not in a church, amen, amen, you shouldn't be looking for them anyway. It's God's responsibility to get you to whomever he has chosen you to be in. That's the problem with people today. They looking for a doctrine that fit them. God is looking for a doctrine that fit him, amen. Oh, y'all don't hear me here today. It's not what pleased you. It's what pleased God. Amen. That whatever you are receiving has to be able to please God, not to please you, because you're not the one. Amen. It's God that supplies your need. Hallelujah. I say it's God that supplies your need, the church need, the pastor need, and everybody else's need. But if that pastor is a wolf, if that pastor is working for Satan, it's Satan who's supplying his need, amen. Hallelujah. Let me just give you this last verse before we go here. Amen. I'm coming out of Jeremiah, amen, chapter 3, verse 15. The scripture reads as follows, and I will give you pastors. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness here? The Bible said that God said that he was going to what? Give you. He didn't say for you to search out. He said he was going to what? He was going to, oh, let me read this, going. And I, who is I he's talking about? He's talking about himself, amen, refers to himself, and I will give you pastors now because you went searched out for your pastor. He said, I will give you pastors according to my heart, not your heart, not what you think he ought to look like, not what you think he ought to dress like, not what you think he ought to smell like, but he's going to give them to, according to his heart. Amen. Which shall feed you. Can I get a witness in? He's going to feed you the one that God points out to you. He's going to feed you with knowledge and understanding. The pastor that God got for you, he's going to feed you, church, with knowledge and understanding. He's not going to give you deception. He's not going to give you a prosperity message, because he knows that God did not command him to do that. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, hallelujah. We are the body of Christ. We are the people, the chosen one. Amen. We are the ones that's going through the narrow gate. Can I get a witness here? I'm talking about the narrow gate. It's going to be hard pressed to go through this gate. This is why everybody refused to go through this gate. They don't want to suffer. But I come by to let you know today that if you are a Christian, amen, hallelujah, I said if you are a Christian, you will suffer as a Christian, hallelujah. You will suffer for picking up your cross daily, because the Bible truly says that we need to die daily by choosing this cross. Amen. Hallelujah. So pick up your cross and stop being deceived by these faulty preachers, wolves in sheep clothing, amen, who looks to dethrone God's glory. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Amen.